It's Thursday, October 27th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A bit of gloom with a ray of sunshine for the economic outlook, the amount of waste in cloud software, and ransom payments vary by industry. Well, how much? This is the Business of Tech. Earlier this week, I reported a gloomy Bloomberg model that assured a recession. Goldman Sachs has one out that's less grim, and the bank says that the risk the U.S. economy must fall into a recession to slow inflation has diminished slightly. Goldman noted that even if a recession is not required, there is a heightened risk that outsized moves by the Fed will force one anyway. If you want to hear from CEOs, they're gloomy too. 91% of U.S. CEOs anticipate a recession in the next 12 months, according to a KPMG survey. Insider has a whole piece with quotes from various business leaders that's predictably glum. If you want a bit of optimism, IDC has some predictions around Western Europe, predicting the services market will grow. Researcher IDC has raised its regional outlook by 100 to 200 basis points each year to more than 7% for 2022. The group also boosted predictions by 5.5% to 6% growth per year for the next 4 years in its worldwide semi-annual services tracker. Meanwhile, those jobs that depended on office workers are taking a hit. An example? Facebook parent Meta is reducing contract positions at several transportation firms that shuttled workers to its offices, CNBC reported last week. Why do we care? So this should be the 2023 planning time. The year distinctly appears challenging from an overall landscape perspective. I'm thinking now about my own 2023 predictions, and while I anticipate slowing inflation, I suspect overall growth will slow too. It's that last tidbit I think is worth considering. Uncertainty is the mood, yet the critical insight is trying to anticipate the unexpected changes to the economy. Those changes will offer opportunities. Transportation firms are taking a hit due to less need to move office workers around. There are reports of impacts to downtown, such as lunch restaurants, that are slow to recover. What new business space will be created due to this impact, and what services do they require? More than one-third of desktop software spending and roughly one-third of annual investment in data center software, SaaS, infrastructure service, and a platform as a service are wasted, according to a Flexera report released Wednesday. Fewer than half of 500 IT executives surveyed over the summer said their organization tracks SaaS usage to align contracts with software needs, leading to app redundancy and unnecessary spending. The report said the struggle to implement best governance practice for SaaS use and spending remains challenging. Only 35% of companies have complete visibility into IT assets and their impact on business. Why do we care? With projections grim from the previous story, saving customers money seems like a much more powerful incentive. I've been dismissive of this class of management software in the past. I'm much less so when advising about ensuring business efficiency during tough times. And that's why we care. Victims of ransomware attacks in the manufacturing and production industry are making the biggest ransom payments, with the average ransom demand being just over $2 million. Of the victims who paid a ransom to cybercriminals to get the decryption key to retrieve encrypted files and servers and disclosed how much they paid for it, the average ransom was $2,386,189. That's more than double the average ransom payment made by those who detailed the cost, which amounted to $812,360. Of those who paid the ransoms, despite warnings not to, 37% of respondents ended up paying more than $100,000, while 8% paid more than $1 million for a decryption key. But while victims might believe meeting a ransom demand is the quickest way to recover their data, according to an analysis of incidents in the manufacturing and production sector, an average of just 59% of data was recovered after paying a ransom. That's lower than the 61% of data recovered on average across all sectors. This story thanks to ZDNet. Why do we care? Vertical specialization has been something of a theme lately, and seeing that the damages are also industry-specific is enlightening. Bit a highlight of going specialist. One can match their value more closely to the industry. Plus, paying the ransom may not be the right move. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Distinct from National Beer Day, today is National American Beer Day. So we'll celebrate that one, as well as recognize National Black Cat Day. A little positive PR for the little fuzzballs. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.